Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to My Prayer Closet, our Protestant evangelical prayer vigil. We do a rendition of the Delradian Rosary and modified for our evangelical non-denominational brothers and sisters. So we hope that you enjoy it and you pray along with us. And if you'd like, you can follow us on this prayer through our ministry's website, which is www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. And I am your host for this prayer vigil, the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick. Before we get started, I'd like us to remember in our prayers Cardinal Paul Roberts, Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylard, Canon Chad Leach, and Episcopos Gary Taylor, and all of our clergy here in the States and around the world. We also pray for persecuted Christians and an end to extreme Islamic ideology and doctrine. We also pray for families, children, and single parents the world over. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord your God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part of you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your praise. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your righteousness. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not the incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, and leaven our joy. Keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And let the light shine in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Father, that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. About us, we beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Give a sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, and wine, and said, take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I shall give is of my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Then they struck him with a reed, and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, behold, your mother. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea, And Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and they laid him in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he has said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." For the sake of his sorrowful, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because of by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends the Protestant prayer vigil for this evening. And since I have a few minutes left before the end of the show, let me remind everybody the reason for the season. We are in the beginning of the Advent season, the anniversary birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I really would like you to look this prayer over and reflect upon the words in it. They all come from the Scriptures. It is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ that we give praise and homage and prayer to, knowing that in our hearts he is our only hope and the true cause for our salvation and eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning I made a prayer that we pray for the end of extreme Islamic teachings and doctrine. Ladies and gentlemen, this should be your battle cry. You should be praying for this every single day. We know that people pray for world peace, but the peace will not know, or the world will not know peace, until ideology such as extreme Islam is put and buried. Satan is using even the faithful, twisting the words of Scripture to conform to the will of man. Remember that the will of man is not the will of God. We are to do all things as Christ would do. And in our Lord's Prayer, there are keys to remember. And instead of just reciting the words, though you may have them memorized, slow the prayer down as I did this evening, and hear the words. For in those words comes our hope, comes what He has commanded us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in this upcoming season, the holy season of Christmas, I ask that you reflect upon your own personal salvation. I ask that you go into your prayer closet, and I ask that you repent of your sins to your Father in heaven. He wants to hear them from you. Be humble, humbling yourself on bended knee, even with tears of sorrow for what you have done in His sight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we will all be judged at some point in the future. Some will come sooner than others, but nonetheless, that day is coming. So I ask you to give yourself to the teachings and the love and the guidance of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember that Christ came to enforce the gospel and to enforce the rules and regulations and the teachings of the Old Testament. He did not come to cast them aside. He gave us two new commandments: to love your neighbor as yourself, and two, to have no other God before Him, before the Father, before their Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, we put so many things in front of God. Be aware of that time that you do it, and ask for forgiveness for that. Encourage to step away from that mentality, to change your heart and your mind to the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take time to read the scriptures, praying beforehand and after, asking for discernment. For the love of God is always with you and reaching out for you. He has never forsaken you. He has never dealt you a bad hand. Yes, He has granted it, but that is to force you at some point in your life, which may be right now, to turn from your iniquities and from your sinful nature and from your anger and your hate and your disobedience and turn towards Him. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is my Christmas wish for you this holiday season. And I hope that you take it sincerely into heart. We're here always for you. And you can find us on the international web at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. This is the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick saying God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.